Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of people took to the streets of Ankara Sunday, many of them chanting slogans against the Turkish government as the country mourned the victims of twin bombings at a peace rally that killed at least 97 people and injured 160 others. There was no claim of responsibility for those attacks. We get more now from Dorian Jones.
It's the third fatal bombing aimed at pro-Kurdish groups since June. In July, 33 young activists were killed by a suicide bomber. The previous attacks were blamed by security forces on Islamic State militants. But in what observers say was a controversial move, the government refused to open a parliamentary investigation into the bombings. Saturday's double bombing is adding to a deepening polarization of the country as it heads to a general election in November. Destabilizing the elections is seen as a possible motive behind Saturday's attack. The fear in Turkey now is what else can happen before Election Day. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Russia launched a new aerial bombardment of Syrian rebels on Sunday, helping President Bashar al-Assad's government reclaim territory it had lost. Moscow said most of the targets were in the highland area of Idlib province that had been controlled by the rebels. Russia said the targets belong to the Islamic State insurgents, but most of the positions it had targeted so far were actually held by other rebel groups fighting the Assad government. Twin suicide bombings killed at least 9 people, wounded 29 others in northern Cameroon, and an attack local and security officials have blamed on Boko Haram. On Saturday, the Nigeria-based militant group launched 5 coordinated attacks in neighboring Chad. This is VOA News. A helicopter crash at a NATO base in Afghanistan's capital killed 5 coalition service members, injured 5 others Sunday. That accident happened just hours after a Taliban suicide car bomber struck a British forces convoy in Kabul. Officials said 3 civilians were wounded in the attack, but no fatalities were reported. Taliban spokesman emailed a detailed statement about the attack to VOA. United States will offer condolence payments for those killed or injured in the U.S. airstrike that mistakenly hit a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. That happened on October the 3rd. The medical group, known by the French acronym MSF, has said the airstrike killed 10 patients and 12 staff. The charity says 33 people are still missing, including 9 patients, 24 staff members. President Obama apologized last week to the medical group's president, Dr. Joanne Liu, for the attack. Australia is sending a giant water-bombing aircraft and highly trained advisors to help Indonesia combat annual forest fires that have covered parts of Southeast Asia with a thick haze. We get more now from Phil Mercer.
Capable of dumping 15,000 litres of water in one go, Australia's firefighting aircraft known as Thor is expected to be battling outbreaks in Indonesia within days. Experts who specialise in extinguishing blazes from the air, from the states of New South Wales and Victoria, 2 of the world's most fire-prone regions, will also be sent. The challenges for fire crews will be immense, as outbreaks on Sumatra Island and Borneo continue to burn both above the ground and underneath the peat-rich soil. The haze has made air quality dangerous in parts of Indonesia, Thailand, Singapore and Malaysia, leading to school closures, health warnings and billions of dollars in losses. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
In the United States, October 12th is as significant as the date on which Americans remember explorer Christopher Columbus discovering the Americas. The achievement, which is commemorated on the second Monday in October, is a source of pride, particularly within the Italian-American community, because Columbus was Italian. For some, Columbus was a great explorer, others offended by his legacy. Some historians say Columbus enslaved many of the natives he encountered. Hundreds of thousands more died of diseases introduced by European visitors. Some in the United States choose to celebrate what they call Indigenous Peoples Day today in place of Columbus Day. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.